overvalued. It says see market analysis, high is 378,900, low is 361,900. It says he purchased it in October 2010 for $380,000.
How many square feet is it? So 29 base 12, so it's got an upstairs.
Where's this located at?
UU Highway, good side of the lake. It's a nice subdivision. Pull it. Can you pull it out? See what kind of.
Is this off 265?
It's off UU Blue Eye.
Oh, okay, down.
It is the westernmost edge of Taney County.
This is where you have to come back in, come back around.
Yeah.
You have to go over the.
Yeah, you can see the line right there.
Yeah.
This here is Stone County.
Yeah, there. It is.
It's called Provence Condominium.
Provence. Sorry, I don't mean. I was corrected.
No, that's nice. It is used for vacation home only, is what it says.
Oh, okay. Because you know. If I can make some comments on our, if we just use the cost system, we're extremely low. And James ahead of me knew of the values they were bringing, and we're running on override values. We use a cost system is how we generally value.
Okay.
In this instance, James came up with some kind of a. From sales, I'm sure he used sales and did some kind of a factor to get it up to a realistic value. Now, it may be a skosh high from what he paid, but it is, as Jeff said, it's a very nice, sought after.
I mean, it's not a front house, and there might be a view a little bit from that one.
That's where our last board member, BOE, lives.
No, he was in Clearwater.
Yeah, the colonel was in Clearwater.
Over by Long Creek. This is where you got to go all the way to Blue Eye and come back around.
Is the blue? It's on yeah. The blue is on it. Okay, yeah, just making sure.
I think so.
Come back to Jay or JJ or whatever.
Is it now, condo or what is it?
It's where do you go? They're real small driveways, but they're kind of like a little duplex type of, kind of like
convenience store.
Like the size of Siena, if you've ever been out there.
Why is the description show cool?
Well, he's got condominium in his notes.
No, I was talking about on the John GIS. Oh. I understand it's not as accurate, but it shows swimming pool. I'm trying to figure out.
That's what I did. Is that...
That's not it.
Bless you.
By the way, was it your mom that corrected
you? No, it was some realtor whenever I showed it.
Because I could see your mom correct.
Yeah.
Did you show description to him?
So based on that, what are you saying, Chuck? Are you saying that our evaluation based on the cost factor is low based on our...
If the cost factor number is like $100,000+. So the value that we've got on it is an old number that James had in there because we haven't reassessed it yet. I shouldn't have brought it up, I guess, actually. But the number we've got on there is kind of an override number that was put in there back when. And from what he said, it appears that it's a skosh high.